We are joined on the Daily Pod once again by Merrill Smith with Greensburg Community Bread of Life. Good morning to you, Merrill.
Good morning, Tom. Thanks for having me on the air and appreciate the opportunity to talk about farmers feeding the flock.
Indeed. And, of course, Friday night at Greensburg High School, you had the wrap-up of this year's fundraiser. And can you tell us, Merrill, basically how it went this year?
Well, we have had a very successful year. It's been this is our sixth year for Farmers Feeding the Flock. And for those listeners that possibly aren't familiar with what this is, there are three objectives of the Farmers Feeding the Flock project. Number one is to utilize a local resource to help grow funds for the Bread of Life soup kitchen here at Greensburg. Number two, we want to help educate our community about the cost and risk of crop farming. And number three, we want to promote agriculture in our community, as agriculture truly is the bread of life. And the way that the Farmers Feeding the Flock program works is that we ask a farmer or a farmer will step forward and donate or provide a 25 to 30 acre field for us to utilize. This year, Fogg Family Farms on the south end of Greensburg there provided a 30 acre soybean field for us to have as our field. And we sat down with the Fogg family and figured up what the cost of the inputs would be. And that came out to be like $325 an acre for the seed, the fertilizer, herbicides, and all that. And then we turn around and ask the public if they would like to sponsor an acre at $325. So people make out a check to the Bread of Life and send it in. We get checks for $325 to sponsor an acre. We get smaller checks. We get people that want to sponsor more than 1 acre. And so that helps us as far as the fundraising is concerned. This year, our 30-acre field was planted on April the 14th. That's a Friday in this spring, and it was 81 degrees when we planted the field. And what was interesting is right after that, it got real cold for about 2 weeks. So the seeds did not germinate as quick as we thought they would. But in the end, it ended up working out real well. They did come up, and we got a good yield. When we planted the field, a grandson of Dick and Carolyn Fogg, Jacob Evans, drove the planter, and I got to ride with him at that time. And he had a 47-row planter. Yeah, that means we planted 47 rows as we went down through the field. They were 15-inch rows. We planted the seeds an inch deep, and we put in 140,000 seeds per acre. And that's part of the education that we want to teach people about farming. And so it was really nice to get the ride on the planter and see how the things work. And so then all summer they tended to the crop, of course, and sprayed at different times when they needed to, which some people don't like the idea of the chemicals, but over the last 10 to 15 years, the chemicals they use are a lot more safe, and they also do a lot better job controlling weeds and insects especially, which can hurt your final yield. And so they did a nice job this summer taking care of the crop. And then we harvested the crop, the field, on October the 2nd, and the field ended up yielding 72 bushel per acre. This is soybeans, 30-acre soybean field. So they yielded 72 bushel per acre. And we were able to sell those soybeans for like $13.50 a bushel. And that came out to over $28,000 for the Bread of Life, which is very good. And I'd like to thank the people that we had agribusinesses that donated to the field that helped take down the cost for the Fogg family. For example, we want to thank Top Crop, which is a pioneer seed dealer. Rick Hoeing and Brian Bush run Top Crop. They provided free all the seed that we planted those 30 acres with. Cova Fertilizer over here in Greensburg provided all the chemicals, both fertilizers and chemicals to control insects and weeds. Premier Ag donated 200 gallons of diesel fuel to help run the equipment. And then Greensburg Soy Processors purchased the soybeans, and they have a plant where they make soybean meal right here in Greensburg. And so Greensburg Soy Processors took our soybeans, paid us for them, and then processed them into soybean meal. So that's kind of neat also. So very successful, even though it was a rough start with the cold weather. Eventually the seeds did germinate and come up and made for a good crop. And it's just amazing what we've done in farming. 20 years ago, 40 bushel per acre on a soybean field would have been really good. And now we'll average 70 bushel on a lot of farms. So that's a significant increase, almost double what we got 10 to 15 years ago. So it's amazing what agriculture has done with the technology and the good work of the farmers and the chemicals and the seed that we have. The seed is genetically so much better than what we had to work with in past years. So that has made for a very successful year for our Farmers Feeding the Flock program this year, and we're very proud of that.
And as we continue our conversation with Meryl Smith with Greensburg Community Bread of Life, and in particular the Farmers Feeding the Flock fundraiser, and Chris, understand, Meryl, another record year for the fundraiser.
Yes, definitely. And it's unbelievable. And if you've got time here, Tom, I go over, like I said, this was the sixth year for our Farmers Feeding the Flock program. Our first field was in 2018, provided by Larry Evans and his son, John. It was a 38-acre soybean field, and that made a little over $25,000 for the Bread of Life, which was fantastic. That was our very first year. The second year, in 2019, John and Adele Corray provided a 28-acre corn field for the Bread of Life for the Farmers Feeding the Flock, and we made a little over $40,000 that year. So we went from $25,000 up over $40,000 the second year. The third year, 2020, S&G Farms, which the S stands for Stewart and the G stands for Gunn, they provided a 35-acre soybean field, and that year that made over $48,000 for the Bread of Life. Then in 2021, we went to Holzbosch Dairy down on the south end of the county, and they provided a 30-acre silage field, which was very interesting to learn about silage. And that year we made over $58,000. So it just keeps going up each year. And then last year, 2022, Shirk Family Farms provided a 25-acre soybean field, and we made a little over $61,000 for that. So this year, the totals is going to be over $61,000, so that's fantastic to have that kind of a fundraiser to bring in that kind of money. And it's all to say thank you to all the farmers that have donated a field for us to work with, and all the people that have supported the project, both agribusiness people and individuals and organizations and businesses have all written checks and sent in to help support the Greensburg Community Bread of Life and Farmers Feeding the Flock. So it's been a very, very successful endeavor. The other people that have really helped us a bunch is the media supporters, and WRBI has been one of the leading supporters in helping us get the word out about Farmers Feeding the Flock and what we're doing. And it all comes down to utilizing money, funds to help people in need in our community. And we do try and do a good job of using every dollar we can to help people and help run our facility. And people like the way we try and be efficient, and they support it. And Farmers Feeding the Flock is one of our major fundraisers. The other major fundraiser we have is the Turkey Noodle Dinner, which is the first Thursday in March each year. And we'll serve, I forget how many thousand meals that day. As a drive-thru, it'll be over 2,000 meals that we will serve that day, mostly as a drive-thru. We do deliver some meals with the Turkey Noodle Dinner, but it's also a big major fundraiser for us, and it keeps us keeps the soup kitchen going. And here again, food insecurity is a big issue, and it's sad that it occurs, but it does. And agriculture is the answer to that, and we have people in our community stepping up to help get the job done.
All right. And then, of course, folks can find out more, I'm sure, at GreensburgBreadOfLife.com. That's your website. And and they can also talk to you because they will definitely get an education and learn quite a bit about the organization.
Well, it's a wonderful organization, and I just love this Farmers Feeding the Flock project because we're also helping educate and teach people that aren't familiar with farming the cost and the risk that farmers have. You go drive down the road and see all the crops. There's millions of dollars invested in raising these crops, and we just hope that the weather cooperates enough so that we can get a good yield and turn a profit and help feed the world. And that's what agriculture does here in the United States.
All right. Well, Merrill Smith with Greensburg Community Bread of Life, congratulations once again on a highly successful Farmers Feeding the Flock fundraiser again this year. Stay well, and hopefully we can talk to you again down the road.
Yeah, well, thank you, Tom, for letting us get the word out about our project. It would be nice to see other communities take this project and run with it. We'd be glad to help any of those communities do that if they're interested. And it's just find a farmer to step up and help out, and then you can take her from there. And these farmers are very generous over here, and we appreciate it. Thanks for having us.
Don't adjust your radio. The sound that you hear is your stomach. You're having trouble focusing. You can't recall your last meal. You're trapped in the hunger zone. The solution, Batesville To Go. Let To Go deliver a hot, fresh meal to your home or office whenever hunger strikes. To Go delivers the best food from local restaurants. Visit us online at togodelivers.com or call us at 812-727-8800. Batesville To Go. Big city convenience, small town taste.